Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good Wednesday morning. Today we're going to continue with Dr. McDougall's book, The McDougall Program, and we're going to talk about severe colitis. He says, this is the standard practice. Colitis is a nonspecific term used to characterize irritation and inflammation of the large intestine. Mild colitis, which involves the superficial lining of the large intestine, is discussed separately above, which is what I read yesterday. More severe colitis conditions called inflammatory bowel disease involve the deeper layers of the colon and can adversely affect the entire body. Crohn's disease, also known as regional enteritis and ulcerative colitis, are inflammatory diseases of the bowel that have many similarities. Symptoms are characterized primarily by severe abdominal pain and frequent diarrhea with blood and mucus. Usually these bowel diseases are accompanied by generalized ailments involving the entire body, followed by skin changes, liver disease, and arthritis. Especially as the basic condition progresses to become more severe, the cause is unknown, possibly genetic, infectious, or immunological with psychological overtones. Now, the current treatment in regular Western medicine, he says that drugs including steroids, cortisol, steroids, enemas, and I'm going to spell this, it's A-Z-U-L-F-I-D-I-N-E, psychotherapy and surgery. Psychotherapy is recommended because many physicians are convinced that the emotional, mental disturbances can be internalized, to affect the bowel adversely, thereby creating the inflammatory disease. Meanwhile, the likelihood of curing severe colitis through psychotherapy varies from zero to slight. Unfortunately, the standard diet that physicians recommend, essentially one low in fiber with lots of milk, is not much different from the usual menu the patient is already following. The drawbacks to Western medicine, he says, even with the best of current medical care, 75% of patients experience relapses, and the prognosis may be so poor that, as some studies show, victims have less than a 50% chance of surviving 15 years after the onset of the disease. Furthermore, 25% of patients with ulcerative colitis require removal of the colon they've got to have a colostomy bag and attach of the small intestines to an orifice open in the abdominal wall. The decision to remove the colon usually is made because the disease is so severe that it does not respond to any kind of therapy or else requires dangerous amounts of steroid medication in order to keep it under reasonable control. In 10% of patients, the colon is removed because of the occurrence of precancerous changes or the actual development of colon cancer. Now, this is what he suggests and what Dr. McDougall, which is his part of his program, he says, inflammatory bowel diseases occur almost exclusively in parts of the world where the diet is high in meat and dairy foods and are rare in countries where people still consume starch-based, almost entirely vegetarian meals. Severe allergic-type reactions to some of those rich foods have been suspected as being the causes of these conditions. Some clustering of cases in a family occurs, which is consistent with the fact that we learn our food preferences from our parents. Wealthy people in many parts of the world are noted for their high susceptibility to diseases that are common in affluent societies, and they rank at the top in incidence for both types of inflammatory bowel disease, probably because of the rich foods that affluent people eat. Now, this is Dr. McDougall's current treatment. He says bowel contents must be changed continually in order to get long-lasting, significant improvement. The symptoms in the foods eaten has been shown to reduce the frequency of attacks and to improve symptoms in many patients. A starch-based diet, which is inherently high in fiber, is highly effective at alleviating the distress from this condition. One step further in effective therapy is to avoid the foods that most often cause allergies, like dairy products, eggs, chocolate, wheat, and citrus foods, fruits, as well as fats of all kinds. If this approach is not successful, the final step toward treatment is to use an elimination diet. Now, I want to kind of just make a point here that the citrus fruit, that it, which is just only oranges in the fruit blend of Juice Plus, you know, seems to be fine for these folks. It's such a small amount, so I don't think it should really be cause for concern. And again, anybody who has these types of disorders, you want to make sure that you start them off slow. Anybody with a GI problem should be started off slow. So we'll finish this up. I'll just do a quick part two today so we can get this part done, and then tomorrow we can talk about polyps and colon cancer.